The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on The Breeze, 94.5. It's sub-district basketball time as we are here from Wood River High School for the D26 sub-district action. In game number one, the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons, the team that currently sits number two in terms of power points in Class D2, was able to knock off the Silver Lake Mustangs by the score of 68-41. Silver Lake will end their season with a mark of 8-13, while Wilcox Hildreth will improve to 23-1 on the season. Up next here on the Breeze 94.5, we have got the Giltner Hornets taking on the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets. They are two teams with similar records. Giltner has a record of 13-9, while Heartland Lutheran has a record of 12-9. Taking a just quick look here at the scoring averages, the Giltner Hornets average about 51 points per ball game. The Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets average just a little bit under 55 points per ball game. Again, similar records, similar points comparisons, and when you take a look at the rebounds per game on the glass, Giltner averaging a little over 26 rebounds per game, while Heartland Lutheran averages, 25.8. So let's round up to 26. Their assists are very similar. The big telling factor here for the Giltner Hornets is they lead in steals per ball game, and that's one I've got circled here on my stat sheet. They lead in steals per ball game by a 12-8 margin. Very active team defensively. Leading the Giltner Hornets so far this season has been Jared Hastings, number 10, averages about 15 points per ball game, and then they are led by Corey Hollick, down low, number 44. He has 5 rebounds per ball game, and he's also been a force in a few of the games that we've had for Giltner on the Breeze, 94.5. He's been a force offensively, so it'll be interesting to see how he can get things going. Also, in terms of talking about how these two teams match up, whether that be on the stat sheets or on the scorebook, they also match up very similar in power points rankings when you talk about D2. And given the fact that this is the postseason, this is a must-win game for both teams as they've turned the fans on now in Wood River and are blowing some papers around that I didn't get to take taped down securely. But in the power points rankings, the Giltner Hornets are currently ranked 19th. Yes, must-win game. If you're a fan of the Giltner Hornets, it's also a must-win game for the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets, as they are currently ranked 24th in power points. That being said, they are only separated by about 0.7 in the power points ranking. So these two teams, again, come into tonight's matchup almost a mirror image of each other. The Giltner Hornets are coached by Matt Drew. The Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets are coached by Rick Rath. Rick Rath, a very experienced coach around South Central Nebraska, a very well-liked coach as well around South Central Nebraska. These two teams, again, as we mentioned, have a lot of those similarities, and certainly should be a fun and exciting contest here from Wood River tonight. We'll take another two-minute timeout on the Breeze 94.5 as we continue to get you set on tonight's second half of our doubleheader. Again, this pregame show is being brought to you by New Tech Seed. The New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're back in 2 minutes on The Breeze 94.5.
The Optimum AcreMax family of products from DuPont Pioneer is pretty simple. When it's crunch time, you just load it and go. You get above and below ground insect protection and high-yielding hybrids, all in one bag. So talk to your Pioneer sales professional today about the Optimum AcreMax family of products. For more information, contact Pioneer sales professional Kevin Reason at Reason Agronomics in Giltner. Call 402-631-8634. That's 631-8634.
The Giltner Area Development Corporation would like to wish the Giltner Hornets the best of luck in today's game. The Giltner Area Development Corporation, working today to ensure the future vitality of the entire Giltner area. Go Hornets!
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give him a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. You don't need to be an athlete to share your aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
Shop local, save big at ShopWheelerDealer.com. To subscribe, allowing us to send you the deal of the day every morning via text message. Text the words Wheeler Dealer to 90210. Shop local, save big. ShopWheelerDealer.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to high school basketball tonight here on The Breeze, 94.5. High school basketball, playoff basketball, presented to us by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation and engine headquarters in Hastings. Again, about 10 minutes away from tip-off here between the battles of the Hornets. The Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets coming in with a mark of 12-9, the Giltner Hornets with a mark of 13-3. But before we get to that, let's take a quick look here at our scoring updates brought to us by Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than what you would expect when you shop at Furniture Direct, just south of Sonic and Hastings, and at FurnitureDirect.net. Coming up later on this week, on Thursday, the B5 districts get underway for girls basketball action. The Hastings High Tigers, of course, advancing to play Grand Island Northwest in the semifinal. But there is another game that's going on, the bunny bracket version of that game, between Aurora and Lexington. And at halftime, well, as you would expect from a 4-5 matchup, it's 20-20. Aurora and Lexington tied up at 20 points apiece. Also going on tonight, a final score from the sub-district basketball as we get back to things in C1, C2, D1, and D2 play. Amherst was able to knock off Overton in D1 sub-district basketball by the score of 70-40. Amherst will play the winner of Elm Creek and Axtell in an area matchup, so Amherst winning game number one. A couple halftime scores to report in for you. Kearney Bearcats leading Lincoln North Star by the score of 27-16. That's halftime in girls district play in Class A. Halftime score in for you from boys sub-district basketball. Cozad Haymakers leading the Kearney Catholic Stars by the score of 33-23. And also a partial score and report for you for your Wood River listeners that were playing in Wood River's gym, but Wood River's actually on the road playing in their sub-district matchup. They trailed the Central City Bison by the score of 17-15. That game taking place at the Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island Northwest. So that's some scoring updates here for you from the Furniture Direct scoring updates. Again, we deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Let's get you set for the starting lineups in tonight's contest here between the Giltner Hornets and the Heartland Lutheran Hornets. And to that, we turn things over for the man who has the call of tonight's basketball, our second half of our doubleheader, Brandon Peoples.
All right, taking a look at your starters tonight for the ball game. First up for the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets, they are 12-9 on the season. They'll go this way. Jacob Simonson, 5'11 sophomore, gets the start. Jonathan Simonson, a 5'9 senior. Isaiah Zapata, a 6-foot junior, Grant Sahanik, a 5'10 senior, and Devin Heffley, a 6'3 junior, gets a start. Head coach of Heartland Lutheran is Rick Rath. He's assisted by Matt Armin, Chris Jewell, and Jason Probosco. Now the starting lineups for the Giltner Hornets. They come in 13-9 on the year, and they'll go this way. Brett Good, a 6-foot junior, Jared Hastings, a 6-foot senior, Nick Preisler, a 5'9 senior, Trevor Phillips, a 5'10 senior, and Corey Hulick, a 6'3 junior. Head coach of the Giltner Hornets is Matt Drew. He's assisted by Scott Dangler. It'll be the Red Hornets against the Orange Hornets here tonight of Giltner, and we'll have the game coming up here shortly on the Breeze 94.5.
And again, we've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're back in 2 more minutes here on the Breeze 94.5 as we inch closer to tip-off in the second half of our doubleheader on the Breeze 94.5.
Life is hectic. Schedules are full. Hi, this is Chris Caskey with Home Federal Bank. We've got the tools to make your life easier with convenient online banking, mobile banking, and mobile deposit. Fast, secure, and free, giving you peace of mind and one less thing to worry about in your busy schedule. We're here for you today. We'll be here tomorrow. And we'll do it together. Build your future at home, Home Federal Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
The Breeze 94.5.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on the Breeze 94.5 as we get set for the second half of our D26 doubleheader between the Giltner Hornets and the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets. Now, it's interesting to note, we talked a lot about the similarities of these basketball teams, but Brandon, these two teams have met once before back at the Giltner Holiday Tournament that was played back in December. Now, Heartland Lutheran was able to pick up the win in that contest by the score of 67-54. So you might think, well, this is a game that Heartland Lutheran is very comfortable in playing, but Giltner has played really good basketball as of late, winners of their last four matchups. And it was actually the last time that we had a Giltner game was that game back in February against Exeter Milligan. They've since knocked off Dorchester 54-48, Silver Lake 66-60, Hampton by the score of 57-20 in a 30-point victory for the Hornets, and then McCool Junction by the score of 52-50. Taking a look at Heartland Lutheran, it's been sort of an up-and-down, rocky roller coaster ride for them here in the month of February, as they were able to beat Palmer by the score of 60-42, but then they lost to Fullerton on the road by the score of 47-71. They were able to come back home to beat Elkhorn Valley 67-50, lost to Burwell on the road by the score of 48-59, and then came back home to win by the score of 50-37. This team likes to play in their home court. They're on a neutral court tonight. Heartland Lutheran, by the way, 2-3 on neutral courts. Giltner, 1-4 on neutral courts as we get set for tip-off here. So just thought the interesting concept here as we see if Giltner can continue on their four-game winning streak against Heartland Lutheran.
What about overtime games? Have either teams had overtime games?
We've had an overtime once in a Heartland Lutheran, and it was in a loss at that Lutheran Invitational Tourney. This was back on January 2nd. They took a C1 Lincoln Lutheran team, which anytime you're a D2 team and taking a Lincoln Lutheran team out of the Centennial Conference, nonetheless, into overtime, a pretty good game for them. But they ended up falling by the score of 68-60. Giltner, I know they've been in a lot of tight contests, and yes, one overtime game for them. They won that game against Osceola back in January by the score of 59-56. And I think, if I remember correctly, it was on a last-second three-pointer. So Giltner's had an overtime contest. This is Heartland Lutheran. And we might be headed in that direction tonight as we get set for high school basketball. Again, you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on the Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. High school basketball presented tonight by Husker Power Products of Hastings, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation headquarters in Hastings. Let's take a quick 30-second timeout as we get set to introduce the starting lineups to the home, to the Wood River faithful and all the people that made the trips tonight. We are going to be resuming high school basketball here momentarily to get you set for tip-off. It's Giltner and Heartland Lutheran tonight in the D26 Sub-District Tournament.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The Giltner Area Development Corporation would like to wish the Giltner Hornets the best of luck in today's game. The Giltner Area Development Corporation, working today to ensure the future vitality of the entire Giltner area. Go Hornets!
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to high school basketball here on The Breeze, 94.5. Tyson Ivlonik, Brandon Peoples with you as we get set for high school basketball here. And we're going to be switching spots here momentarily as Brandon Peoples will have the play-by-play broadcast. And I'll provide some statistical analysis and color for you here. But it should be a good contest again, Brandon. Two teams, similar records. And, of course, when you throw the fact in that this could be the last game of the season for both schools, the teams that are going to be playing with a lot of urgency tonight.
Yeah, and I'll bet you we see that out of the gates here from both teams. Usually when you get to this time of the year, if you have teams that are kind of in the middle, sometimes you come out and play a little sloppy here. So it's going to be important for both these teams to get out to a fast start here tonight and be able to harness a lead early.
It's our 2-3 matchup as you look at the brackets. The winner earlier tonight, Wilcox Hildreth over Silver Lake. They have advanced to play in the championship game. That game will be played on Thursday night. It will come against one of these two teams, Heartland Lutheran or Giltner, as again we get set for tip-off here on The Breeze, 94.5. Thank you for listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry Lewis and Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. With that, Brandon, we turn things over to you.
All right, it's going to be Corey Holick tipping it off for Giltner against Devin Heffley. 6-3 versus 6-3 right at midcourt. There's the opening tip, and it'll be controlled by Giltner as they go left to right. Ball controlled by Brett Good at the forecourt as he crosses the timeline. Guarding him closely, Jacob Simonson into the corner now for Hastings. Right back up to Brett Good. Phillips now on the right wing. They swing it back around to Hastings. Out to Brett Good. Wide open three from the top. He hits. Brett Good gets Giltner on a fast start here. 3-0. As Heartland Lutheran comes up with the ball. Their first possession of the game. Grant Sahonic out to Simonson. He'll answer with a three-pointer that's going to be just short. Rebound to Giltner. Both teams playing on the perimeter here for their first possession. Brett Good with a down low to Holick. Turnaround jumper won't fall. Rebound into the hands of Isaiah Zapata. Heartland Lutheran basketball. Simonson, that's Jonathan Simonson. There's a couple Simonsons here on their team. He dribbles into the corner for Devin Heffley, who works around into the paint. Back up top, three-pointer on the way is good for Grant Sahonic, and we're tied at 3. Well, that's any indication of what's to come here. We're going to be bringing down the house all night. Brett Good ahead to Trevor Phillips. Back to Good in the forecourt. He's guarded closely on the defense by Jacob Simonson. Back over to Good in the corner for Trevor Phillips on the right wing. They'll go back to Good near the free throw line. Picks up the dribble. Outlets to Phillips. Now Good dribbles around with the left hand. Over to Hastings on the left wing. He'll throw it back over to Good. Good now setting up the offense here in the half court. Throws it back over to Phillips. Back to Good into the corner for Hastings. Right back to Brett Good. Open three, and he connects. Nothing but trays so far here. 6-3, Giltner. Heartland Lutheran basketball as Grant Sahonic brings it up the floor into the hands now of Jacob Simonson. He'll outlet to Zapata in the corner, left side. Back over to the right side now as Sahonic has it. Finds a man in the high post. That's Zapata. Down to the baseline now and going up with it. Heffley, he's stuffed. And Giltner takes back over. Trevor Phillips with it in the forecourt. Up top to Good for three again. And that one's off the rim. No good. And a loose ball foul on the rebound.
Brett Good, 2-for-3 from behind the arc as we start things up. And, yeah, somebody better cover him. Brett Good left wide open for the third time. And I think Heartland Lutheran making that adjustment as the coaches are pointing to each other. Pointed right at the spot where Good has made his first 2 3-pointers.
Corey Hulick whistled for the foul. That's his first foul of the game here. Now a double team being called against Jonathan Simonson. And, Christian Lechte, who just checked in, hobbling there. He might have hurt his ankle. We got a timeout now on the floor. He is definitely hurt.
Didn't see what happened. He was closely guarding on the play, and it was one of those situations where they did a crossover dribble, and it just kind of shook him out of his shoes a little bit, and he heads to the side of the bench as the training staff attends to Christian Lichty.
Meanwhile, it looks like Ben Hendricks has checked in for him. Ahead to Phillips into the forecourt. Trevor Phillips dribbles with the right hand back over to Hendricks. It's Hendricks and Hendricks will get it back here. They'll go into the corner now for Jared Hastings. Back around the left side goes to Trevor Phillips. And now a ball nearly stolen away. Retrieved, though, by Ben Hendricks. Comes to the free throw line, puts it up off the glass. It's no good. Rebound to Heartland Lutheran. The Red Hornets come up the floor, tossing it over to Jonathan Simonson. Now Sahonic has it. Sahonic into the high post. Gives off to Zapata. Back to Jonathan Simonson. And a cross-court pass to Jacob Simonson. Three-pointer on the way. Nothing but net for Grant Sahonic, his second three-pointer of the game. We're tied at six. We've had four three-pointers so far. Ben Hendricks, now a three-pointer for Jared Hastings. It won't go. Offensive rebound, put back up and in by Alex Garacki, six-foot freshman. And Giltner out ahead, 8-6.
Now, Giltner's going to be really impressed with Garacki for the next 4 years. He's had a really good season here for the Hornets.
Good football player as well. And now a long three-pointer from way down in Grand Island. Jonathan Simonson connects. 9-8. Heartland Lutheran retrieves the lead.
They gave him space.
Wow. Down low as they go to Garacki, and he's going to have it knocked out of his hands. It'll go to the baseline. Back to Giltner.
That three-pointer, by the way, from Jonathan Simonson. Remember that basketball player for BYU, Quentin Jimmer?
Yeah.
That was from what they called Jimmerland.
And an opportunity for a three-pointer there. Ben Hendricks hesitates. They give it over to Hastings on the right wing. Back to Hendricks. Outlets to Brett Good. He's left open again for three, and he hits. Boy, we are having some kind of a three-fest going on here. 11-9, Giltner with the lead. Now a football pass down the floor, and it goes sailing over everyone. Back to Giltner.
Only one field goal in this contest. That was by Alex Garacki. As we have an 11-9 contest, all points off three-pointers so far, except for the two.
Ben Hendricks, they go to the high post for Hulick. Corey Hulick, it spins around. It does not fall. Rebound into the hands of Heartland Lutheran. With the basketball now, it's Jonathan Simonson. Now they go to the corner for another three-point shot. That time, Christopher Warnicki. It's 12-11. Four three-pointers for Heartland Lutheran to start the game. Down low, Corey Hulick left open and can't connect on the short jumper. Hulick whistled for the foul on the over-the-back, and that's his second.
I don't remember that I've ever seen a game start off like this. Three three-pointers for Giltner, four three-pointers for Heartland Lutheran. Just, why are we taking the ball inside?
I don't know. Heartland Lutheran with it up the floor. It's Jonathan Simonson, and the ball is kicked as he tried to dribble it down low. It'll stay with Heartland Lutheran. And Hastings got a foot on it. This has been some fun start to this ball game.
I don't remember a game that has ever really started quite like this one. I mean, the fans were on their feet from the word go, and the players have responded by giving them quite a ball game.
Another three-point shot opportunity. That one is going to be left short by Grant Sahonic, who's already connected on a couple tonight.
Now Grant Sahonic, two of those four three-pointers for Heartland Lutheran. He's got six. Players already starting to creep towards double digits, Brandon.
Wow. Meanwhile, we have 2:20 to play here in the first quarter. Giltner with the basketball. It's Trevor Phillips in the forecourt up top. Kicks it out to Brett Good. Good's had
A good night shooting from the perimeter. Back over to Hendricks. Now back to Good for three. And it's no good. Rebound into the hands of Harlan Lutheran. Swatted away and retrieved by Brett Good. Now Ben Hendricks over into the corner for Phillips. Phillips dribbles around. Back up top. And we get a timeout called by Gilder head coach Matt Drew. 1:56 left in the opening quarter. Been an exciting start here. It's 12-11 in favor of Heartland Lutheran. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Right now, get $50 to $125 back on select Firestone Farm radial tires, including AD2 tractor and Destination Farm implement tires. Visit your certified Firestone Farm tire dealer or firestoneag.com for details. Restrictions apply. Rebate ends March 31st, 2015. Rebate paid on a prepaid card issued by MetaBank. Member FDIC. Expiration applies.
Don't miss the Firestone radial rebate at your area CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for
The Breeze, 94.5.
Now we welcome you back in here as Giltner has the basketball, down 12-11. Should say down 4-3 with three-pointers. And a foul underneath. Garacki is fouled, and he'll head to the free throw line. Let's see who they whistled that one on. That was going against Isaiah Zapata. Garacki steps up, and the first free throw is nothing but net. We're tied at 12.
So far, the only two players to get involved offensively for the Giltner Hornets, Alex Garacki with 3 points, Brett Good with 9 on 3 three-pointers.
And Garacki's second one, no good. Rebound taken away by Isaiah Zapata. As we're tied at 12 here in Wood River. Into the high post they go. Heartland Lutheran with the basketball. It's controlled now by Chris Gornicky, and the ball stolen away by Giltner. Ahead to Hendricks. Over to Good. Ben Hendricks with it again. And he'll get it up top from Brett Good. Good with it back. Now they've got a body on Brett Good, it seems like, on every play here. And this time it's Chris Gornicky in the high post for Garacki. Now over to the corner. Hendricks had it, thought, and he'll instead pass it around. They get it to Good now, works around a screen. As we're down to a minute to play here in the first quarter. Pass down low, goes to Nick Chrysler. He had it stolen away from him. Here comes Heartland Lutheran on the fast break, and we're going to get a foul in transition. That was going to go on Ben Hendricks. I believe he's the one.
Yeah.
And that's his first.
Just a little bit late getting back there in on transition. Good job by Heartland Lutheran to contain the hot shooting Giltner offense. Did a very good, playing man-to-man defense and playing it, executing it very well.
Inbound pass to Jonathan Simonson. He'll come around on the left side. He's guarded closely by Trevor Phillips. Now he'll pull up from about 15 feet, and it's no good. Rebound Giltner. Back the other way. Here's Phillips down low. Underneath the hoop, it's Justin Joyce, and Joyce's shot won't go. Long rebound goes out to Trevor Phillips, and he puts it in. We've got an injured Giltner player on the floor as Alex Garacki is slow to get up.
That's the second Giltner player to go down with injury, and he's going to be subbing out of the bench as the referee's called for an official injury timeout there.
Looks to be okay, but they'll have him come out anyway here, and Nick Chrysler checks in for him.
It's so much about these student-athletes. These athletes play the high school football season, and they come back for the high school basketball season with almost no turnaround time. You're going to get your bumps and bruises, and unfortunately, Giltner's had two of them here.
Here's Jonathan Simonson ahead down low. They work it back out, and it's thrown away as Jacob Simonson couldn't handle the ball in the corner.
Amid the injury, Brandon, I did miss, by the way, on that Giltner basket. That went to Garacki, was that correct?
Garacki, yes.
Okay, so he gets 5 points in on the contest. And again, Giltner only having two people on the offensive scorebook.
There we go the other way. As Hastings has it down to Good. He'll drive, puts it in off the glass. And Brett Good now in double figures. As the first quarter comes to an end. And Giltner leads it 16-12 after one quarter of play. We'll be back to Wood River in 1 minute.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. You don't need to be an athlete to share your aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We are here in Wood River. We're at the D26 sub-district tournament, and Giltner with a 16-12 lead over Heartland Lutheran.
Giltner, this four-point lead, by the way, their biggest lead of the contest and what's been a good contest so far.
In the corner now, it goes to Grant Sahonic, and he connects again on another three-pointer. 16-15, it's Jared Hastings now over to Ben Hinrichs. Back to Hastings on the left wing. Hastings will dribble with the right hand, gives it off to Phillips up top. Now back over to Hinrichs. Now in the corner, it goes to Trevor Phillips down low. They kick it back out on the perimeter. Jared Hastings will drive in traffic, puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound comes out to Trevor Phillips, and another possession for the Giltner Hornets. Now in the corner, left side, a three-pointer on the way for Trevor Phillips. It's left short. Rebound, Heartland Lutheran. It's Jonathan Simonson came up with it. He'll bring it up the floor. Actually, that's Grant Sahonic. Sahonic will now give off to John Simonson. Dribbles between the legs. He's got Ben Hinrichs on him as Giltner playing in the man-to-man. Now they get it down to the baseline. Put up. Devin Heffley left it short. Giltner with the rebound as Alex Garacki is back into the ballgame. 16-15. Giltner leads it with 6:40 to play here in the second quarter of play. As Trevor Phillips dribbles around two defenders. Gives it off to Hinrichs. Now Jared Hastings open for the three. It's no good. Rebound on the weak side to Grant Sahonic. He'll dribble into the forecourt. Now gives off to Simonson. Now into the high post. And they'll kick it back out down to the baseline. Dribble lost momentarily. Giltner's going to come up with a steal. And we also get a foul here on Heartland Lutheran. Isaiah Zapata whistled for that one.
I'm trying to determine if Coach Rath is telling his Red Hornets to keep firing up the three, because all 15 of their points have come from the three-point line. We have Warnicki with three, Simonson with three, Grant Sahonic with nine, and it's a 16-15 again. All Heartland Lutheran points coming by the way of the three-point shot.
Meanwhile, Giltner has the basketball and a one-point lead. Brett Good gets a pass from Jared Hastings back over to him. And they'll give it back to Good now between the circles as he dribbles between the legs and Jacob Simonson comes out on him. Back in there is Christian Lechte now. Dribbles into the corner and now his pass stolen away. Stolen away by Jacob Simonson as he'll slow things down. Heartland Lutheran looking for another tray opportunity here. They bring it down to the baseline. Back up top. It goes to Jonathan Simonson and it goes in. Wow. Holy cow. 18-16. Heartland Lutheran back in front. Now Brett Good goes through a couple defenders, and he lays it up and in. And we're tied at 18. It's going to be John Simonson, double-teamed out in the forecourt near the timeline. Christian Lechte now comes out on him as he gets the pass back. And a foul going to go against Alex Garacki. Garacki playing hurt out there. He is not feeling well.
Yeah, he, remember, Garacki.
I should say Lechte.
Lechte, yeah. He was hurt early on, about midway through that first quarter of play, as he sits back down.
And Jonathan Simonson with Brett Good out on him in the forecourt. Gives it off to Jacob Simonson. Back to John from about 25 feet away. That one's off the rim. No good.
And a rebound into the hands of Jared Hastings. Here we come the other way. Ben Henricks dribbles down. He's cut off. They kick it back out on the perimeter. Dribble pass down low. Turn around. Jumper is up and count it. Nick Chrysler and one. That foul going to go against Jacob Simonson. That's his first.
Nick Chrysler proving that there's other ways to get three-pointers here in this contest as he goes to the hole. Draws the foul.
Opportunity right here to put Giltner back in front by three, and he can't do it. There is a free throw, no good. Devin Heffley there for the rebound. At the 4:35 mark here in the second quarter. Now Harlan Lutheran trying to go down low as the pass for Heffley swatted away, and Giltner will take over on the other baseline. Hornets looking to slow it down just a tad here as Brett Good will bring it across the timeline and set up into their half-court offense. Now Good with it around the right side. Gives it over to Henricks. Back to Brett Good. Out of the high post for Garacki. Outlets, and it's stolen away. Stolen away by Grant Sahanek. He'll come coast-to-coast. Lays it up. No good. Rebound, Giltner. And here they come the other way as Ben Henricks goes up, and it was blocked. Zach Stair got a lot of contact against Henricks and is whistled for the foul.
Great play there in transition from Giltner to be able to rebound the quick outlet pass. Back the other way as the free throw is up there and good from Ben Henricks.
21-18, Giltner leads it now as Henricks will shoot another. That one's off the front of the rim, and rebound goes to Devin Heffley, 6'3 junior. Harlan Lutheran basketball, they trail by three. They go to the high post, now down low for Heffley. He put it up, no good. Oh, for whatever reason, Harlan Lutheran can't score unless it's a three-pointer.
Ooh.
And now we go the other way as Jared Hastings goes to the floor. He's fouled.
Going to be caught from behind, I believe, there on... It's going to go Devin Hefty. That's his first personal foul of the contest. Hartnell Lutheran's fifth, by the way.
And they'll stay with Giltner as Hastings has it out on the perimeter. Now passes off to Joyce. They'll work it back around to Henricks on the left wing. Out of the right side for Phillips. They work it down to the perimeter now. Justin Joyce with the 10-footer. It won't go, and a rebound, a foul on the rebounding play as Giltner was over the back. And they give the foul on Nick Chrysler. That's just his first, but it is the 15th foul. Both teams now with five fouls. Heartland Lutheran basketball. It'll go into the hands now of Grant Sahanek. He'll work it up to John Simonson. And pass stolen from Jared Hastings. Now he's trapped on the opposite side. And a timeout is whistled by Giltner head coach Matt Drew. 21-18. Giltner in front with 3:16 left here in the first half. And we'll be back here on The Breeze after this 30-second timeout.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Shop local, save big at shopwheelerdealer.com. To subscribe, allowing us to send you the deal of the day every morning via text message. Text the words Wheeler Dealer to 90210. Shop local, save big. Shopwheelerdealer.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We welcome you back here to Wood River as we bring you sub-district basketball action from the D26 tournament. Giltner leads Heartland Lutheran 21-18. As Brett Good brings it across for the Hornets. They're going left to right. Good with it. Way out on the far sideline. They'll dribble around and gives it off to Hastings in the corner. Skip pass ahead. Back over to Good. They'll work it around to Henricks now. Henricks will toss up the three. It's no good. Weak side rebound to John Simonson. Simonson quickly ahead with Good on him. Outlets now to Jacob Simonson. Simonson, he'll drive and a push foul going to be whistled against the Hornets. And that'll go on Jared Hastings. And for Hastings, that's his first.
sixth per, or team foul there for the Giltner Hornets as now one away from the bonus.
Meanwhile, Harlan Lutheran with it out on the perimeter. They give it off to Sahanek. Sahanek dribbles with the left hand back up top to Simonson. As now it'll be Jonathan back to Jake, back to John. Work around left side. Sahanek for the three. No good. Got his own rebound. Way out on the perimeter. And as he's driving in, he's fouled. And a push called on Ben Henricks.
So it's Henricks' second foul of the personal foul here. And seventh team foul. So that'll send Sahanek to the line.
A chance for Heartland Lutheran to score. Not from the perimeter.
Don't say that.
Sahanek at the free throw line puts it up and no good. Rebound left loose on the floor. It'll go to Giltner. His last touch, I think, by Sahanek there.
Mad scramble for the basketball. Zach Stayer ends up hitting the floor hard but bounces right back up. These kids are tough.
Absolutely. Down to about 2 minutes and change here with Giltner on top, 21-18. A little bit of a scoring drought here in the mid-second quarter. Brett Good with it, and he'll work it up to Hastings. Back to Good in the on the wing on the left side. Good gets it back on a pass from Chrysler. Now they'll work to Jared Hastings. Long three, he connects! And it's a six-point Giltner lead, their biggest lead of the game. 24-18. Back the other way, here's Simonson, and he had the ball stripped from him. It'll go out of bounds. It'll stay with Heartland Lutheran.
Nick Chrysler trying to draw the ref's attention to it. Hit off his foot. Ref says no, no.
And now wow. A long three once again. Wow. Grant Sahanek bringing down the house 24-21.
Sahanek now got 12 points in the basketball game. And again, all three-pointers for Heartland Lutheran.
And here's Giltner with the basketball. Jared Hastings ahead to Brett Good. Back up top. And it's going to be Trevor Phillips off the front of the rim for three. No good. Rebound to Heartland Lutheran. Down to 60 seconds left in this ball game. Heartland Lutheran basketball. A short jumper. And that one is going to be their first two-point field goal. It'll go to Jacob Simonson. 24-23. Giltner in front. And a very good D26 sub-district game. Jared Hastings with a pass from Brett Good. Now to Trevor Phillips up at the top of the key. Just working around the perimeter. Hastings for three. He connects. 27-23. Heartland Lutheran basketball. Jacob Simonson down low. They'll work it into Zach Stair. And he'll lob it back out on the perimeter to Sahanek. Now Simonson dribbles inside, back to Stair, and Stair puts it up off the glass and in. 27-25, as we're down to 10 seconds left with Brett Good trying to dribble it down low, and it goes out of bounds. So the Red Hornets of Heartland Lutheran, 7 seconds to either tie or take the lead here with another three if they would hit. Jacob Simonson with a behind-the-back dribble over to Sahanek in the corner for three at the buzzer. He hits it! And Heartland Lutheran goes into halftime with a lot of momentum there after that three-pointer. They take the lead, 28-27. Wow, what a finish to that first half. We've got the Allen's Superstore Halftime Show coming up next here on The Breeze after this timeout.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Where do you get more? Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Whether you get more, Superstore Outlets. Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Wow, well, we had to catch our breath a little bit there as Heartland Lutheran with an exciting end of that first half as Grant Sahonic hit a buzzer-beater three-pointer, his fifth three-pointer in this ball game as Heartland Lutheran with a one-point lead, 28-27 over Giltner here at halftime.
Yeah, they ended on a 5-0 run there, and the impressive stats for Heartland Lutheran are certainly coming from beyond the arc. They have scored 28 points in this contest. And only a two-point field goal was scored. So, what? We have got, I'm still trying to mathematically, it should be two-point field goals were scored. So that contributes to 8 three-pointers in this contest. They have 8 three-pointers, 5 of which have come from Grant Sahonic, who is shooting unbelievable. And even as you mentioned, buries that one from the deep right corner at the buzzer. He has 15 points to lead all scorers in this contest. Again, 8 three-pointers for Heartland Lutheran. Similar shooting numbers here for the Giltner Hornets as Brett Good started off the first quarter. He canned 3 in a row. He went 3 of 4 to start off the contest, but has 13 points to lead the Giltner Hornets in scoring. Jared Hastings went 2 for 2 from beyond the three-point arc in the second quarter to have 6 points. And Alex Garacki, who has been doing what has been a rare job tonight in the paint, getting 5 points with a two-point field goal and then a couple or 2 two-pointers and then a free throw as well. He has 5 points. Jonathan Simonson, he has 2 three-pointers on the contest for 6 points for Heartland Lutheran. And again, Chris Warnicke has a three-pointer. If you do all that math, you got a 28-27 ball game in what's been a contest that, again, has been dominated from the three-pointer. I've never seen something quite like this, and I tell you what, it sounds weird to say, but Zach Stayer, Jacob Simonson finally broke the three-point shooting for Heartland Lutheran, broke what had been a two-point shooting drought. It was almost a little bit disappointing because I'd never had an entire first half dominated solely by three-point field goals like we've seen tonight. It's been unbelievable. Again, Heartland Lutheran has 8 of those three-point field goals. Giltner has 5 three-point field goals. So, again, that's where we stand here at halftime. We knew this was going to be exciting. We knew this was going to be a close game. I didn't think that you would just have us sitting here at the halftime break looking at each other like, can you believe what we are seeing here at halftime? It'll be interesting to see what, if any, second half adjustments you can make. Obviously, from the Giltner side point, if you're Coach Drew, you're saying, well, here we go, three-point field goals. Guys, we can give them space. Garacki has hit these three-point field goals. Excuse me, I might have got that name wrong. Sahonic has hit these three-point field goals, and it's not like he's wide open behind the three-point line. He has hit some from incredible distances, just crossing over the 10-second line. This has been a fantastic shooting performance display, and it's been a fun second half. It's been everything that a 2-3 matchup and a D2-6 matchup should be, plus the luxury of seeing some really deep, deep three-pointers. And, what are these stats here from the three-point field goals? I don't think Heartland Lutheran has been taking that many particular attempts here.
They're 33% for the season. Grant Sahonic, that's just him. From the three-point line, they're 27% normally as a team throughout the regular season. So obviously that's way different here tonight. That's kind of just been turned topsy-turvy.
Shots starting to fall here for the Heartland Lutheran Red Raiders. It's always interesting to see what the postseason brings. It's a new season, as they say, and it certainly is here tonight. Heartland Lutheran again with a 28-27 lead at the Allen Superstore halftime show. Brandon, tell us a little bit more about the Allen Superstore.
You can get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. And again, we are at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. We'll take a break. A two-minute timeout coming up here as we continue on in the Allen Superstore Halftime Show after this.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Life is hectic. Schedules are full. Hi, this is Chris Caskey with Home Federal Bank. We've got the tools to make your life easier with convenient online banking, mobile banking, and mobile deposit. Fast, secure, and free, giving you peace of mind and one less thing to worry about in your busy schedule. We're here for you today. We'll be here tomorrow. And we'll do it together. Build your future at home, Home Federal Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Giltner Area Development Corporation would like to wish the Giltner Hornets the best of luck in today's game. The Giltner Area Development Corporation, working today to ensure the future vitality of the entire Giltner area. Go Hornets!
The Optimum AcreMax family of products from DuPont Pioneer is pretty simple. When it's crunch time, you just load it and go. You get above and below ground insect protection and high-yielding hybrids all in one bag. So talk to your Pioneer sales professional today about the Optimum AcreMax family of products. For more information, contact Pioneer sales professional Kevin Reason at Reason Agronomics in Giltner. Call 402-631-8634. That's 631-8634.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we continue on here in the Allen Superstore Halftime Show as it is Heartland Lutheran leading Giltner 28-27. Do we have some scores to pass along, Tyson?
Yeah, let's pass along some Furniture Direct scoring updates. At the half, Bruning Davenport Schickley leads Deschler by the score of 30-18. Also taking a look at some of the first half scoreboard is a buck 49 remaining in a C1 contest. Pierce leading Boone Central Newman Grove by the score of 28-19. Again, about a minute until halftime in that contest. We have a final in from Cozad as the Cozad Haymakers knock off the Kearney Catholic Stars in a game that you heard on Classic Hits 98.9 in C1 play by the score of 65-53. So Kearney Catholic getting knocked off in C1 sub-district play. Over on ESPN 1460, the girls basketball action in Class A, Kearney Bearcats were able to defeat the Lincoln North Star Rockets, I believe, by the score of 47-29. Lincoln North Star, again, getting knocked out in the A district tournament by the Kearney Bearcats, Lady Cats, by the score of 47-29. There we go. Also going on, Sandhill Stedford leading Pleasanton at the half in the D27 sub-district finals or semifinals. And we also see that Diller O'Dell is leading Pawnee City in the D1 sub-districts, trying to find and scroll along and get that score before that pass along. It's 28-27 here as we end your Allen Superstore Halftime Show. Heartland Lutheran taking the lead over the Giltner Hornets. The scoring updates, by the way, brought to you by Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Find out more at FurnitureDirectHastings.net.
Well, taking a look at the Seed to Success, brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success. What do you think, Tyson, for the second half?
Second half for Heartland Lutheran. If it's working, don't try to fix it. Three-point shooting. Got to keep the three-point shooting alive. For Giltner, well, if you can, maybe guard him a little bit even from beyond the arc. And again, keep up the tempo. It's been a fun game to watch. And again, it'll be interesting to see who comes out here in the second half of play.
Giltner with the basketball. They're going to have a three-pointer start this one. And using the bank this time is Trevor Phillips from the top of the key. And it's 30-28. Back the other way now is Heartland Lutheran has it. Heffley up and in.
with a little pump fake, puts it in off the glass. Giltner basketball now as Trevor Phillips has it ahead to Brett Good down by the timeline. Pass intended for Hastings, cut off. Jonathan Simonson comes down with it, now pulls up top. Working into the corner now, and again, here's Grant Sahonic. That one off the rim, no good. And they'll work it back out up top. Three-point shot on the way is no good from Jacob Simonson. The rebound to Corey Hollett. Giltner with the basketball ahead, and he goes to Trevor Phillips, and now his pass is stolen away. Sahonic comes up with it. They'll work it to Simonson on the right wing. Dribbling through two defenders, puts it up off the glass and in. Jonathan Simonson gives Heartland Lutheran a 32-30 lead.
Heartland Lutheran giving the Giltner defense a few different looks. I like what they're doing. The pump fake at the three-point line and then get the ball down low. That's something they probably drew up at halftime because Giltner very cautious of the three-point shot, as they should be.
Here's Jared Hastings for three now, and he connects. 33-32, Giltner back in front.
Jared Hastings now with 3 3-point field goals on the ball game, 9 points in the contest.
And now a steal here as Heartland Lutheran threw it away. Hastings comes up with it. Dribble pass over into the right wing for Phillips. Left open, Jared Hastings for three. No good. Rebound comes out to Phillips. Puts back up. No good. From about 10 feet away, and a weak side rebound to John Simonson. Back over to Jacob Simonson. Back to John as he'll dribble around Brett Good. Now double teamed. Back to the high post. Now down low underneath. Isaiah Zapata left open, but can't connect. And we get a foul. That's going to go against Zapata. And that's his third.
Both coaches giving out marching orders to their players. Both very animated here in this close contest.
Yeah, certainly.
Wow.
Giltner basketball. Brett Good brings it across. Over to Hastings. Back to Good up top. Dribble pass inside to Hollick. Back out to Hastings in the corner left. Three-point shot. No good. Rebound to Ben Henricks, who puts it back up and in.
A huge offensive rebound for Ben Henricks on that play for the Giltner Hornets to stretch their lead out to three. What an athletic move to get to the hoop.
Absolutely. 35-32. Spin around. It's Jake Simonson. Down low to Heffley. And Heffley goes with a reverse layup. And it's up and in. It's now 35-34. Giltner with the lead and the basketball. Here's Hastings. Cross-court pass to Henricks. And now it's Brett Good dribbling between the legs with Jacob Simonson on him. Now Hollick, high post, puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound. Heartland Lutheran now playing quickly. Sahonic all the way to the rim. He puts it up and in. Sahonic now a 17. That's Giltner with the basketball. Good splits two defenders, comes through traffic, left it short, but the rebound and put back there by Nick Chrysler. Each team answering a score for a score here now. Giltner leads at 37-36.
I literally feel like we're watching a teeter-totter match unfold.
Feels that way. Down low now, Heffley with it, up and in, off the glass. Heartland Lutheran recaptures the lead at 38-37. Now Good dribbles in the forecourt. As the Red Hornets shift back into a zone defense. Now it's over to Ben Henricks. Cross-court pass to Hastings. He'll drive, puts it up, spins out. No good. Rebound Heartland Lutheran.
A rare miss in the third quarter from either team.
Down to the high post near the free throw line is Heffley. He kicks it back out. Jacob Simonson for three. No good. Rebound taken out of there by Corey Hollick. Into the corner, Brett Good down low. Pass inside to Nick Chrysler, left it short, but the offensive rebound to Giltner. Here's Jared Hastings. That one was halfway down, but spun back out. And a rebound, Heartland Lutheran. Down low, it goes to Isaiah Zapata, and the shot was blocked, but there was also a lot of contact on the foul.
A little too much contact there from Corey Hollick, as he's going to pick up a personal foul. That'll be his third personal foul, and the way Heartland Lutheran has been making these second-half adjustments, getting the ball inside, they're going to need Corey Hollick to be a big presence, and that's a big personal foul.
So here's Zapata shooting a pair here. And the first one is no good. Haven't seen a ton of free throws here tonight.
Artin Lutheran only shooting one free throw in the first half on a three-point play opportunity. That free throw was missed. That's their second free throw attempt. It falls short. Giltner is shooting one of two on the contest.
And here's Zapata with the second one. That is good. It's a 39-37 Heartland Lutheran lead as Giltner takes back over. Hastings chases down a pass on the left wing. And now he'll dribble it up top. Goes to Hinrichs. Back over to Hastings. Now up top for Phillips. Back to Hastings on the left wing. He's looking down low. Nothing open there, so he'll just bring it back up top. Gets it back from Hinrichs now as Hastings dribbles with the right hand over into the corner, down low on the baseline, and
what do we have? They're going to get Zapata for a kickball violation. They kicked the ball, and he still caught it.
Interesting. From the baseline, it's going to be thrown in. Ben Hinrichs left open for the three. It's no good. And a rebound to Heartland Lutheran. Back the other way now is Sahanek has it. He's cut off. We go back to Simonson. Now Chris Warnke. And back to Simonson. Simonson, he'll pull up from about 25 feet away. Off the mark, but a rebound by Devin Heffley. He puts it back in. And now the Red Hornets with their biggest lead at 4 points.
You can tell Corey Hollick out of the ballgame with three personal fouls. Heartland Lutheran taking advantage on the glass.
And now a pass from Giltner thrown away. That was Justin Joyce looking for his teammate in the corner, and instead it goes out of bounds. Some more substitutions. Brett Good will check in for Trevor Phillips. It's Good, Ben Hinrichs, as well as Alex Garacki, Jared Hastings, and Corey Hollick back in the game as well.
It'll be interesting to see Heartland Lutheran now with their biggest lead of the ballgame. Giltner's had 2 4-point leads. Heartland Lutheran now with the 4-point lead. Will Giltner will be able to take this teeter-totter back the other way.
Zapata trying to save it from going out of bounds. He's cornered, and we're going to get a timeout called by Rick Rath. 41-37, it's Heartland Lutheran in front. 2:06 left in the third, and we're back in 30 seconds.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we welcome you back here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Brandon Peoples and Tyson Navronik with you here tonight. Heartland Lutheran leads in this D2-6 contest over Giltner, 41-37. And the Red Hornets have possession. Jonathan Simonson gets the inbound pass with Ben Hinrichs on him. Giltner looks to be playing in a man-to-man defense. Three-pointer on the way by Grant Sahanek, left short. Rebound Heartland Lutheran as they get another offensive board. Looking for their biggest lead of the game. They already have it here at 4 points. Sahanek looking for Chris Warnke, and he's going to be fouled out on the perimeter.
I think that's on the third personal foul there for Hinrichs. And then it is.
And so Heartland Lutheran retains possession. Into the corner it goes to Zapata. Out of the left wing, and we get a double dribble. So a turnover on the Red Hornets. That gives it back to Giltner with a minute 36.
Game, Brandon, where those turnovers, boy, you put little asterisks by each and every one of them. This is that kind of game where those are going to be the difference.
Here's Jared Hastings as he gets it ahead to Hinrichs on the perimeter. Back up top. Over to Hinrichs again. Now down low to the baseline. Hollick double teamed and puts it up anyway. No good. It was tipped back in. I think Garacki might have got credit for that point. And it's now 41-39. Heartland Lutheran basketball. They set up in their half court as it's Sahanek with it. Ahead to Jacob Simonson around a screen. Lost the dribble. Boy, that one is off of his foot.
Two offensive trips here for Heartland Lutheran. Two turnovers, and Giltner has an opportunity to even this basketball game up here with just under a minute to play in the fourth quarter. Interesting. It'll be interesting to see how Giltner plays this.
Yeah, absolutely. We saw Wilcox Hildreth
take about 50 seconds off the clock in the first game towards the end of a quarter. Now Brett Good has it. Hit dribble on the right side. Down low to Hollick in the high post. Kicks it back out to Hendricks. Now Good thought about the three. Pump fakes. Gets it over to Hendricks in the corner. Three-point shot is left short. Rebound taken out of there by Jonathan Simonson. We're down now to 30 seconds left here in the third quarter. Jonathan Simonson on the right wing. Cut off. He'll pass it back up to Jacob Simonson. Now back to John. And Grant Sahonic. Working around back to the right side. And Harlan Lutheran trying to play for the final shot here in the third quarter. Simonson lost the dribble. Got it back. Gives it over to Jacob Simonson. Back to John. Wow. Maybe trying to get Sahonic
open.
Down to 3 seconds. Here's Jacob Simonson for three at the buzzer. And it's now a 5-point Heartland Lutheran lead as we have played three here, 44-39. And we'll be back with what should be an exciting fourth quarter right after this on The Breeze.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Right now, get $50 to $125 back on select Firestone Farm radial tires, including AD2 tractor and Destination Farm implement tires. Visit your certified Firestone Farm tire dealer or firestoneag.com for details. Restrictions apply. Rebate ends March 31st, 2015. Rebate paid on a prepaid card issued by MetaBank. Member FDIC. Expiration applies.
Don't miss the Firestone radial rebate at your area CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we're back here at Wood River High School. As Heartland Lutheran opens up with the possession, they're going left to right. Jonathan Simonson dribbles out in the forecourt. They get it down to the high post now for Zach Stair. And down low for Devin Heffley, who just throws it up off the glass. And it falls in. It's now 46-39.
Devin Heffley, who had 0 points at halftime, got 8 points in that third quarter, starts off the fourth quarter with a two-point bucket and has 10 points on the game in double figures.
And now we have a push away from the ball.
Can't be making those fouls. So in a game like this, when you have a foul that's away from the basketball, those are frustrating from a head coach perspective.
And on the inbound pass, it goes to Trevor Phillips, and he connects from three-point land, and it's 46-42, Heartland Lutheran on top. Jacob Simonson, dribble pass, and it's taken away. Hollett comes up with it. And now here's Gilner setting up in their half court. Jared Hastings dishes off to Ben Hendricks. Back over to Phillips on the right wing. Over to Hastings, back to Phillips. Phillips, he'll drive. Kicks it out to Hendricks on the right left wing. And stolen away by Heartland Lutheran, but stepping on the baseline was Jacob Simonson. No, a foul, excuse me. Foul whistled on Nick Priceler. That's his second.
I'm going to knock on wood here and say this has been a pretty foul-free game to this point, with only three team fouls, excuse me, for Giltner and two for Heartland Lutheran.
And now here's Grant Sahonic as he chases down an errant pass. He'll dish it off to Simonson. Into the high post. Zach Stair with it. Back out to Jonathan Simonson. Quickly double teamed. Tries to drive to the high post. 15-foot jumper is good. And now it's 48-42. Red Hornets lead the Giltner Hornets.
Jonathan Simonson joining the list of players in double figures tonight. He has 10 points on the contest.
Jared Hastings up to Brett Good. Brett Good's been a little bit quiet here in the second half. Had a good start to this game. They get it in the corner. Jared Hastings on the left wing. Three-point shot, no good. Fight for the rebound. I'll tell you what, two Giltner players went up for it and were fighting with each other, and they end up traveling. And that's going to get a timeout.
Yeah.
Timeout on the floor, 48-42, Heartland Lutheran with 6 minutes to go. We're back in 30 seconds.
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. You don't need to be an athlete to share your aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
Shop local, save big at ShopWheelerDealer.com to subscribe, allowing us to send you the deal of the day every morning via text message. Text the words Wheeler Dealer to 90210. Shop local, save big. ShopWheelerDealer.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back into the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. It's 48-42 Heartland Lutheran. 6 minutes to play in this ball game.
It's been an exciting one so far. Again, with the way we started the first half, it's been a completely different, almost a 180, if you will, way we played the second half, where Heartland Lutheran is doing a lot better job of getting the ball down low in the paint. Of course, when you got players like Corey Hollick that are sitting with three personal fouls, and he's been out for a big portion of this contest back in now. Corey Hollick, by the way, at least on my stat sheet, Brandon, I've got him scoreless. That's a rare scoreless night for Corey Hollick.
Now Giltner turning up the defense. They force a turnover and going up with it. Ben Hendricks left it short, but he is fouled.
Well, if this ain't putting the butterflies in your stomach, I don't know what does. Kids at the free throw line shooting two. 5 minutes to play.
Go. Free throw, no good. Remember, that foul, by the way, was on Grant Sahonic. That's just his first. Second free throw is good. It's a five-point ball game, 48-43. Again, Giltner turns up the full-court press, and a foul is whistled on Nick Priceler.
Matt Drew, head coach of the Giltner Hornets, shouting out marching orders again, trying to get his team to force some turnovers.
And this time the Red Hornets beat the press. Grant Sahonic has it. He dribbles around on the right wing. The pass off to Jonathan Simonson.
Heartland Lutheran very content with this play, keeping Giltner away from getting the basketball.
Sahonic all the way to the rim, lays it up and in. A seven-point lead now for Heartland Lutheran at 50-43. Jared Hastings looking for Hollick down low. They work a triangle as Hastings will drive inside. Nice dump off pass to Hollick, but he left it short. Goes back up on the offensive rebound, and he's fouled.
And he feels terrible about it, too. He got a sweet dish from Jared Hastings as Jared Hastings sliced through, found Hollick. Hollick went up for the two-point field goal, was just unable to connect, and then getting fouled on that second play. That foul, by the way, going on number 10, Jacob Simonson.
First free throw for Corey Hollick is good. That's his first point of the game. Cuts the lead back to six.
Giltner shooting about 50% from the free throw line.
Second free throw is good. And it's now 50-45 in favor of Heartland Lutheran. As we play here with 5:15 left. Double team on Jonathan Simonson. He'll get it off to Sahonic. Sahonic now dishes it back over to Jacob Simonson as they go down low to Zapata. Outlet pass back out on the perimeter. Now Heffley with it at the free throw line. Dribbles around traffic, puts it up, and it's left short. Rebound into the hands of Giltner. As Ben Hendricks comes down with it, he'll hand it off to Hastings. Right back to Hendricks. Back to Hastings once again. And he'll just pull up from way downtown. Shot put up no good. May have not been the best decision that time as got the possession. You're down by five. You don't need a three necessarily, but it is what it is. Heartland Lutheran with the basketball. Sahonic. The handoff to Simonson. Now Jacob Simonson with it, and Heartland Lutheran will get it down low to Heffley, and we get a lot of contact there underneath.
And I think that's going to go on Corey Hollick. Let's go back to Jared Hastings' decision here to three. I've been in these situations where it's like a five-point game. Actually, the foul, excuse me, is going to go on Jared Hastings, his second personal. But in these situations here, we'll get to this after the free throw attempt. It's up there and good, yeah. By the way. Sorry, I didn't mean to run you over there. Well, if you're a trailing ball club, 4 minutes seems like it's 40 seconds. You want to get back into that game, get that game tied, get right there. So, again, from the coaching standpoint, you want to settle your kids down, tell them that the 4 minutes is still enough time.
Free throw no good, but Harlan Lutheran gets the offensive rebound. They're up by six. A field goal here would be huge as they play with 4 minutes left to go here in the fourth quarter. And Jacob Simonson dribbles around two defenders, lost it out of bounds. It was last touched by Giltner. Both these teams playing for their season. As Giltner is 13-9, Heartland Lutheran at 12-9. Grant Sahonic, big night tonight from downtown as he dishes off a pass to Jacob Simonson. Now Zapata lost it, but somehow saves it in into the hands of his teammates. Now Sahonic will drive from the free throw line, pulls up, puts it in. 53-45, Heartland Lutheran with the lead.
Sahonic's 22 points on the contest, most of which came from three-point arc.
Here's Brett Good down low to Hollick on the baseline. Back up top, Brett Good. Again, he's been quiet here in the second half. Haven't heard much from him. Down low, Hollick gets the pass, puts it up off the glass, and he is fouled.
Hollick going to the line for another free throw opportunity. Talk about Brent Good's quiet second half. He's 1-for-2 from the charity stripe, only 1 point in the second half for Giltner after starting the night with 11 points in the first quarter, three of which came from the three-point line.
I just got a feeling they got to get him going if they want to get this a little bit closer. He is on the bench now as he comes out. And Hollick with the second free throw, no good. Rebound goes to Trevor Phillips, so Giltner keeps the ball alive. Big opportunity here as Trevor Phillips tosses up the three. It's left short, but on the weak side rebound, it's Nick Chrysler putting it back up and in.
Nobody covering Chrysler. Nobody covering Chrysler over there. It looked like Heartland Lutheran got caught staring at the basketball. It was a kind of a slow floating three-point shot from Trevor Phillips, and Nick Chrysler just comes in there completely unmanned, untouched, grabs the basketball, and puts it in for 2 points. Here, as we've got another exciting finish here on the Breeze 94.5. Let's keep it here just to set the stage for a moment. Again, Giltner trailing by the score of 53-49. It had been a third quarter that had came out Heartland Lutheran with a 1 point lead after a 3-pointer at the buzzer. We teeter tottered back and forth until the end of the third quarter, where Heartland Lutheran went on a little bit of a run, a 4-0 run, to be exact, and took a 44-39 lead to the end of the third quarter. They've came out and they've been able to maintain that around 4 to 5 point lead as Giltner has been able to get the baskets to cut into this lead. And again, a lot of that has to deal with the fact that Heartland Lutheran has been rebounding much better here in this fourth quarter play. Minus those two offensive opportunities that Giltner just had on that trip, Heartland Lutheran was out rebounding Giltner, at least on the defensive end, and that's been a big part of their success is their work on the glass tonight, and they, again, have a four-point lead as we resume play.
Harlan Lutheran looking to take it the length of the floor, but Giltner is going to turn up the defense once again in the full-court press. Here's Jonathan Simonson ahead to Jacob Simonson. They do beat the press. Zapata now with it in the corner, deep on the wing. He'll dish it back out to Simonson, cut off. He'll work it back out to the perimeter, gets it back in the corner. Jonathan Simonson around the screen, now drives inside, puts it up, and it's going to hang up there and will not fall. And a rebound goes to Giltner.
Wow.
They've got numbers back the other way. Jared Hastings will lay it up and in. And it's a two-point ball game, 53-51, Heartland Lutheran. A 6-0 run here for the Hornets. Back the other way, here's Heartland Lutheran, Jacob Simonson out to Zapata. Left is short, rebound Jared Hastings. Giltner can tie or take the lead here.
And they're in the midst of a 6-0 run. It's been since the 4-minute mark since Heartland Lutheran's had points on the board.
Momentum has swung back and forth here. Trevor Phillips down to Hollick on the high post. Back outside, Hastings has it. He'll dribble with the right elbow. Now switches over. He'll give it off to Trevor Phillips between the circles. Into the corner, Hastings looking down low. Goes to Nick Chrysler. Back out to Trevor Phillips for the three. No good. Gildner fans are ready to explode here if that fell. And instead, it's a foul over the back on the Hornets.
That's going to go on Nick Preissler there, Brandon. That'll be his fourth personal foul as the two teams battling it out for the rebound. You heard it in the very open for Breeze basketball. This is the point where the teams that can jump a little bit higher, play a little bit tighter defense, are going to come out on top.
Now, well, Giltner climbing back in this one, but Hartland Lutheran with the ball. Grant Sahonik has it way out near the timeline as Giltner not allowing Hartland Lutheran to get a lot of good open looks. Now the ball tipped into the back court, and it'll be chased down by Giltner. Nice. Hendricks came up with it and is going to be fouled as Hendricks had stolen it away, and Simonson tried to get it back, and he caught a little bit of Hendricks' arm.
Wow. Both teams. Look at the stands. Everybody in these stands, whether you're a Hartland Lutheran fan or Giltner, is on the very edge of their seat. I'm on the edge of my seat, and I'm blocked here by a table worried about knocking off our broadcast equipment. Oh, wow.
Inbound pass stolen. Taken away by Jacob Simonson, and they'll bring it across the timeline here with a minute 17. A timeout called by Rick Rath. We'll take a 30-second break. Back with more here on The Breeze.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we're back here in Wood River. It is Hartland Lutheran 53, Giltner 51. The Hornets have mounted a little bit of a comeback here. They were down by as many as 8 points a few moments ago. Now trail by two. Oh, a scary pass there. Jacob Simonson just chases it down, and now a quick foul. Not a bad foul there as Corey Hulick wraps up the Hartland Lutheran player, Chris Warnicki, and it'll send them into the 1-on-1 bonus.
It's one of those situations you try for a steal, maybe make one or two swipes at the basketball, and if you can't get the steal, get the foul and send them to the line. Not a lot of free throws tonight, so this is kind of a new territory for both these teams.
Here's Warnicki at the line. Free throw is good. Stretches the lead out to three as it's 54-51.
This is why you spend an hour after each practice shooting these free throws for situations like this.
That one spins in and out. Brett Good comes up with the rebound, and Giltner has the basketball. Good with it. Over to Hastings. Wide open three-pointer. In and out. No good. Rebound on the weak side goes to Grant Sahonik. Well, he was left wide open. And at the other end, Sahonik quickly fouled. And he'll head to the free throw line.
I'm surprised there at the pace that Sahonik was taking because he almost lost control of the basketball. He pushed it back up the court with a three-point lead. That's one of those situations, Brandon, that you take the ball and you kind of dribble around in the backcourt for a while and wait to get fouled, but he tried to make a play out there and stretch it to a two-possession lead. Nevertheless, does get fouled on the play, but risky play as Hart and Lutheran makes their first free throw.
That is Grant Sahonik. He's been a scoring machine here tonight. Had 15 points at halftime, all from downtown. Puts that one in. Gives his team now a five-point lead, 56-51.
Doing some damage here from the charity stripe in the fourth quarter. He's got 7 fourth-quarter points, 24 points overall in the contest. Two-possession game. What do you draw up here if you're Giltner?
Well, I'd try to see if you can't get something open underneath. Although they've done very well from the perimeter. Here's Brett Good. He's been quiet. And he puts it in from way downtown. Timeout, Giltner. 43 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. Back with more here in a moment.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Gildner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, it's been an exciting contest here as Heartland Lutheran leads Gildner 56-54. We've got 43 seconds left in this one. Gildner just won't go away.
A 7-point lead at one point in this fourth quarter, about the midway point of this fourth quarter. Then Gildner chipped away, got it to a one-possession basketball game. Heartland Lutheran comes back the other way, makes a few three throws. It's a two-possession game. You think you're safe, but Brett Good, who has been kind of quiet in the first half, finally erupts from his slumber with another 3-point field goal, his fourth 3-pointer on the contest, and we're back to a one-possession game.
Inbound pass quickly goes to Jonathan Simonson. Ooh. He gets it ahead to Grant Sahonic. Almost fouled, and now dribbles around in the forecourt. He's quickly wrapped up by Jared Hastings. And they are down by two. They pretty much have to foul. And it's still a one-on-one opportunity here for Heartland Lutheran.
Jared Hastings' third personal foul.
Here's Sahonic at the line. That one is good. He gets a lucky roll on the rim.
How critical, Brandon, we mentioned it a little bit earlier, was the fact that this game didn't get into foul trouble in the third quarter, that Giltner's had some of these fouls to give and not put them in the double bonus.
Absolutely. Both free throws made by Sahonic. It's back to a four-point lead for Heartland Lutheran. Here's Brett Good around on the perimeter. Stolen away, Grant Sahonic, and he is fouled. But Grant Sahonic has been the lightning rod here for this Red Hornet basketball team and now has an opportunity to put this one even further away from Giltner.
And what a defensive effort it was. Good vision by Grant Sahonic to jump in front of that pass. Ben Hendricks, is going to foul out of the game with 3 points on the contest.
Sahonic's first free throw is good as they are in the double bonus the rest of the way.
Sahonic 10 points here in this fourth quarter alone. He has been clutch down the stretch for the Red Hornets.
Second free throw also good. It's now 60-54. Brett Good scoops it up off the floor. Over to Hastings from 25 feet away. Puts it up, no good. Rebound in the hands of Corey Hulick, but stripped away. And Hulick trying to get the ball back. He was whistled for his fifth foul.
That's a frustration foul, Brandon. Not only do you have to foul in that situation, but he was taken down hard. The Heartland Lutheran fans, and I don't think the coaching staff likes it either. That's a frustration foul as the season starts to slip away here from Giltner.
Devin Heffley will shoot a pair. First one, no good.
It's amazing how quickly the air got sucked out of this place. At 47 seconds, we got a one-possession game, and now Heartland Lutheran's putting the finishing touches on here, and you can feel it in the gym.
Heffley leaves them both short. Still a two-possession game.
Maybe.
Down to 18 seconds. Here's Brett Good. They need a couple of threes. And now Trevor Phillips puts one up. It's no good. Weak side rebound put back up and left short. Two rebounds.
Let's kick it out here.
Here's Gildner again. It's Phillips. His three left short. And time's going to expire on the Gildner Hornets season. Heartland Lutheran. A dominant performance from downtown tonight as they pull off the win here, 60-54. What a finish.
Again, 60-54, your final score here as the season has come to an end for the Giltner Hornets. It's a game, Brandon, in which it hurts extra when you're a team like Giltner, who was in it all the way until the very end. This was not, by any stretch of the imagination, ever at any point in the ball game, a sure thing. Not even until the last 18 seconds there, as Giltner's throwing up three-point opportunities, was this thing a sure thing. It was a tremendously played contest by both schools. And, what a season and what a game we had here from Wood River tonight.
Again, Heartland Lutheran advances 60-54. They'll meet Wilcox Hildreth on Thursday night for the D26 championship, and we will come back with the New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery postgame show after this 2-minute timeout.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
The Giltner Area Development Corporation would like to wish the Giltner Hornets the best of luck in today's game. The Giltner Area Development Corporation, working today to ensure the future vitality of the entire Giltner area. Go Hornets!
When you're knocked out of the game of everyday life due to strains or other injuries, choose the chiropractic care that the athletes use. You don't need to be an athlete to share your aches and pains. Call Carey Chiropractic in Grand Island and get back in the game.
Shop local, save big at ShopWheelerDealer.com to subscribe, allowing us to send you the deal of the day every morning via text message. Text the words Wheeler Dealer to 90210. Shop local, save big. ShopWheelerDealer.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Now, welcome back in the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment. Well, it's quite a game here tonight. We saw between these the number two and number three seed in the tournament, as it was Heartland Lutheran downing Giltner 60-54. I don't think either team held a double-digit lead in this contest. I think the biggest lead was for Giltner at 8 points. 5 points.
5 points for Heartland Lutheran at one point in this contest. Or, excuse me, a 7-point lead for Heartland Lutheran as Giltner began to chip away at this contest. But Giltner had a couple 4-point leads in the first half, but those leads were quickly negated by what was a quality night of shooting from behind the arc from the 3-point land for Heartland Lutheran. Again, that was in the first half. Then, second half adjustments, they kind of threw them off balance a little bit, did Coach Rick Rath and his Heartland Lutheran team, with some faked, you know, fake three-point opportunities, get the ball low inside. Heartland Lutheran, as I'm looking here, other than Jacob Simonson, it doesn't look like Heartland Lutheran had a three-pointer other than one in that second half. So that's a little different, as Rick Rath is going to be coming up here and joining us here on the post-game show momentarily, as Heartland Lutheran picking up a 60-54 win. We'll get some thoughts from the head coach of Heartland Lutheran here on the program. And after the 60-second timeout on the New West Sports Medicine postgame show.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine, or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
So where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? Easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. Access to product information, performance results, and world-class agronomic knowledge. Anytime, anywhere. Find the best solutions online at pioneer.com. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
KLIQ, Hastings, The Breeze.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on The Breeze, 94.5. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, certified and fellowship-trained physicians, providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Again, a big victory for the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets over the Giltner Hornets, 60-54 tonight in what was a whale of a sub-district contest. Everything that we expected tonight from these two basketball teams. The head coach for the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets, Rick Rath, here joining us on the program. And first of all, Coach, congratulations on the victory. And I know your boys got to be excited. You gave the fans quite a good show tonight here, too.
Yeah, that was a tremendous ball game tonight. That they, I'm still trying to absorb all of it. But both teams really come out and competed. And that's what you want to see. You just want to see both teams really get after it. And I was so proud of our kids because we answered the call three or four times. We just did a great job of holding our composure and taking the shots that we wanted and, for the most part, taking care of the ball.
Coach Grant Sahonic tonight, a big factor in the victory for you, especially in that first half, an incredible shooting performance. Have you ever been in a game like that where it's been the majority of the shots came from behind the three-point territory and it was back and forth like that?
One game at State. We played Homer at State one year when I was at Donovan Trumbull, and we scored 93 points and we barely won. And we were 8-for-10 that night from three. I don't know what we ended up with tonight, but it was just a tremendous ball game tonight as far, and we knew that's what would happen. We played them in the holiday tournament right after the moratorium, and you can't get a real good judge at that time because you haven't had any practices for 5 days. And you just come out and you play. And we got off and got out on them and got in ahead of them and ended up with like a 13 or 14-point game, but it was a 20-point ball game at the end of the third quarter, as I remember it. And tonight, I kept telling our kids, this is going to be a battle. It's going to go back and forth. If there's going to be runs, let's just make our run bigger than theirs.
And again, Grant Sahonic putting together double figures. I had him unofficially for 28 points in this contest and an even bigger fourth quarter for you guys, closing down the stretch. And coaches talk about it all the time, and sometimes you think it's just coach speak, but you spend all that time at the charity stripe in practice gyms, and that proved critical down the stretch for your boys.
And that hasn't been very good to us the last month. We have just really, really struggled on it. And we've practiced it, but we have not necessarily. I'm a coach who doesn't believe if you start talking about it, it's like a 3-foot putt. They get harder.
And Rick Rath joining us here on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Heartland Lutheran picking up a 60-54, a 6-point victory against the Giltner Hornets tonight here in the first round of the sub-district playoffs. They will play a team in Wilcox-Hildreth tonight that had a victory over the Silver Lake Mustangs by the score of 68-41. And Coach, when we start talking about the next up here, Wilcox-Hildreth, very good basketball team, sitting second in terms of power points in Class D2. They're going to be pretty tough to handle for your boys tomorrow or Thursday, excuse me.
Absolutely. And this is what you look at. And it's not only that, but if you would happen to upset them, the other side of the sub-district has got Riverside and Spalding Academy in it. We're in the most loaded district I think there is. And that's just the way it is. So you just got to go play the game and take your chances. I've watched Wilcox-Hildreth play about 4 or 5 times. It's going to be a tough matchup. They're very good. When you win the Fort Cardi Conference, you're pretty good.
Yeah. And Rick Rath here joining us on the post-game show. Wilcox-Hildreth advancing to the championship of this sub-district against Wilcox-Hildreth. What's the game plan? Have you even started to digest that, or are you going to just enjoy this for about a couple hours here?
Oh, I've thought about it. I've been down this road enough that you can't just prepare for them in one day. I've been working on them. I got some ideas. Going back to this game, there were just some unsung heroes here. Mm-hmm. Chris Warnicke come in, hit a three early, or two. I can't remember, it was a two or three. A big shot for us that I thought got us going.
3-point field
and then
goal.
Hit some free throws down the stretch. Got a couple steals that were huge. Devin is got a bad ankle. He's going just on pure guts out there. And I thought second half he got his wits about him and got his composure and was huge. Zach Steer come in and had two or three great passes and did it. And John just does so many for things for our team. And I really thought without analyzing it too much, there were two plays that were the difference in the game. We run a set play at the end of the first half for Grant when he hit the shot in the corner at the buzzer. And then Jacob's shot, I thought, was just huge at the end of the third quarter. And there's that 6 points right there that were buzzer beaters for us, and we got them to go down.
Rick Rath, again, congratulations on the victory, my man. A 60-54 victory over those Giltner Hornets. And they get a continue their season along, and you gave us a fun one to watch here tonight, and we can't wait to talk with you again coming up on Thursday.
Okay, thanks for the coverage.
Rick Rath again joining us here on the post-game show. 60-54 is your final score, Rick, on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. We're going to take a quick one more 60-second timeout here on the Breeze 94.5 to come back and recap everything, give the statistical leaders in this contest before we get out of here for a Tuesday night contest. We are back in 60 seconds here. 60-54, your final score. Hartland Lutheran heading to the championship game in D2-6.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on The Breeze, 94.5. As we wrap up what was a fantastic evening of high school basketball and what was another good season for the Giltner Hornets, who finished the season at 13-10 after dropping a six-point contest, 60-54 to Hartland Lutheran. Brandon, as we look at the two games that we saw tonight, Wilcox-Hildreth, 68-41 over Silver Lake, and Hartland Lutheran, 60-54 over Giltner, I can tell you that this is as excited as I have been for a potential great game in a championship sub-district final. This has set up to be, as Coach Rath mentioned himself, a loaded sub-district, and we've got a whale of a ball game in store for Thursday night.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. You know, Wilcox-Hildreth, we know what they've brought to the table here. 23-1 now after tonight's big victory, and if there's going to be an upset, Hartland Lutheran looks like just the right kind of team that could do it, especially if they can come in shooting as well as they shot here tonight, especially from downtown. It's going to be quite a fantastic ball game on Thursday night.
Three players figured into double figures for the Hartland Lutheran Red Hornets. Those were Jonathan Simonson, who had 2 3-point field goals in the first half. He finishes the game with 10 points. And then you have Grant Sahonik, and who can say enough about that? 5 3-point field goals in the first half. He finishes with 28 points on the contest after having an incredible fourth quarter run where he was dynamite from the charity stripe. 28 points for Grant Sahonik to lead all scorers in this contest, and 10 points from Devin Hefty, who didn't have any first half points. He got 8 points in the third quarter. He was big in the second half down the stretch for Hartland Lutheran. Men, meanwhile, Brett Good, who started off the game for the Giltner Hornets as hot as anybody as I've seen start a game with 3 3-point field goals. He was 3 for 4 on his first four attempts and had 11 points in that first quarter. He finishes the game with 17 points. Jared Hastings finishes in double figures with 11. And Alex Garacki, who had a great first half, finishes the game with 7 points, just shy of double figures. Nick Preisler as well, finishing with 6 points, also scoring in the ballgame. Hartland Lutheran, 7 points in this contest, came from Jacob Simonson. And as the unsung hero, as Coach Rick Rath mentioned, Chris Warnke has finished the game with 5 points, including 2 big free throws down the stretch for the Hartland Lutheran Red Raiders. Again, your final 60-54, the Giltner Hornets ended their season at a mark of 13-10. Also, the Silver Lakes Mustangs season came to an end with a mark of 8-13. Congratulations to both these schools. We know the high school basketball season is such a grind, and it's great to see them competing all the way to the very end, just like what we saw in this second contest tonight. Meanwhile, 7 o'clock Thursday night, we're back here on the Breeze 94.5. Will Heartland Lutheran, a team that came into the contest 24th in power points in Class D2, wear the Cinderella slipper against Wilcox Hildreth? If they shoot as well as they did tonight, we're going to be in for a good contest. They're going to be taking on Wilcox Hildreth, a team that we just saw upend Silver Lake earlier in the contest. That sets the stage for you here in D26 from Wood River. We are going to come back on Thursday night for the conclusion of this D26 sub-district tournament. For Branded Peoples, I'm Tyson Evronik. For our producer and engineer back at the ranch today, fantastic job tonight, and it's always good to have him back at the controls, Brad Beam, who was alongside with us. For our sports director, Mike Will, I'm Tyson Evronik, wishing all a very pleasant evening from Wood River.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.